We are learning Mesechtas Erevin Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara brought down that Rav Nachman said v'shem Rav Adam, that a sulam, if you have a ladder by one of the sides of or Shusha Rabim or other places, so it has always a goal of kula. That if you need it to be a Pesach, to be a doorway, it could be called a doorway. For example, you have two courtyards. The only way you can make an Erev between two courtyards, only way you can unify them is if you have a door. So he says, a sulam, a ladder, is enough to be called a door, because I can go over the wall with a ladder. But on the other hand, we know that an ir shel rabim, that the Rosh Hashanah rabim is closed off on one side, you could make an Erev for the whole entire city, and you don't have to leave over anything. So what happens if one side has a ladder as the door, as the way to get into that Rosh Hashanah rabim? Is that called a mechitza? Is that called closed off? Or it's called a door? And there we say, no, it's called a mechitza. So it has a kula either way. Whatever you need it to be, it's either a door, we need it to be a door, or a ladder is a mechitza, we need it to be a mechitza. So Mars, I have a kasha now. Rav Nachman, how can you say that Rav Nachman holds that a sulam is called a mechitza? How can you say it's called a mechitza? A ladder is called a mechitza. We're talking about a case over here. You have a courtyard, and the courtyard has a house that's a two-floor house. And let's say there's two houses, two families live on the bottom, and two families live on top. So two families on the bottom, obviously, you need an Erev to unify them. There's two families live on the top, and they have a marpeset. They have like a porch in front of them, which is like somewhat their courtyard. But they have steps going down, a ladder going down into the courtyard on the bottom. That's the way they get out. So, the halacha is, they have to make an Erev. The Anshichatz, the Anshichatz, the Anshichatz have to make an Erev. Why? Because they both use the courtyard on the bottom to get out to the Shurabim. And so the house on top and the house on bottom need to make an Erev. What happened if Anshichatz, the Anshichatz, the Shashachu, the Erev, they forgot to make an Erev together? So, Shmuel says, depends. Im yesh afneha daka, if the upstairs guy makes a daka, they make a daka in front of their ladder, in front of their door, Arba'ah, four tefachim, ena yisaris, it doesn't aser. Because that's showing that the masalik themselves from the bottom and saying, oh, whatever, we'll only do with you on the bottom, and therefore, they don't aser on the bottom, even though they don't have an Erev. What exactly is a daka? So we said yesterday, Rashi learns daka maybe is like a small, tiny tzuras of Pesach, a low tzuras of Pesach. Taisvis maybe is mashma, that it's like a little bit of a mechitza. Either way, it's this low structure, they're just a simen that I have nothing to do with this. So it says, Im yesh afneha daka arba'ah ena yisaris, it doesn't aser the courtyard. I'm lav. If not, then yisaris aser is the courtyard. The people upstairs aser the courtyard. So the kasha is, what's the problem over here? How is the aser the downstairs? There's a mechitza in between. We said that if you have a ladder to get up to somewhere, it's considered a mechitza. Consider like there's a wall there. And only, you always go to the kula. You can say, if I want it to be a door, it could be a door. But if I want it to be a wall, it's a wall. So if it's a wall, the halacha is, even if you have derisus haregel on someone else, it's only a problem if there's a door to go to that place. But if it's a wall in between, if it's a wall between me and you, then I can ask you no matter what, even if I can walk out your way. So the question is that if a ladder is considered a wall, so why is the asa over here? So Gemara answer is good kasha. Upstairs, this porch was not 10 tefachim high, and the ladder was lower than 10 tefachim more. So basically, it means that the place where the ladder is going up to is less than 10 tefachim high. So then it can't be a mechitza. The case of mechitza is you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, and the ladder is going over it, so we're walking over it. But if you don't have a mechitza 10 tefachim, so there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, it can't be called mechitza. Great thing about kasha, if that's the case, if the person is not 10 tefachim high, so then what does it help making a daka? We said if you make a daka, then it doesn't aser, because I'm saying I don't want anything to do with you. But lemaisa, if it's open to you, so I need a mechitza. What does it help making the small little daka, which is a simen that I have nothing to do with you? Me, the upstairs guy, I have nothing to do with the downstairs guy, still, but where's your mechitza? The case is that there are walls that are 10 tefachim high to the upstairs marpeses, but it's open 10 amos, which means something is open up to 10 amos, it still can be called a pesach. So there is a pesach between the upstairs and downstairs. And now we understand why it asks, because you have a door, and they have drisus regal, they walk out that way, and therefore it asks them. And echanami, If there'll be 10 tefachim across the whole thing, then it'll be a mechitza. But here it wasn't 10 tefachim. There was a big opening of a little less than 10 amos or less. And therefore, there was a Pesach in between, so it's a problem with Risa Regel. So the Kivan, the Avadaka, if you make this small little structure called a Daka, Stuluke is Dalak Lemahacha, then you will misalik yourself from the other guy's courtyard, and then it doesn't Asa. So like upon him, we had a Kasha that Sulam Selig is not a Mechitza. The Gemara says, no, here's a case because there was no 10 Tfachim high, that's why the Sulam is not a Mechitza. But if it's a 10 Tfachim high wall with a ladder over it, you always go to Kula. If you want it to be Mechitza, it can be Mechitza. And if you want it to be a door, it could be a door. And the Gemara continues with the same idea. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. What happens? You have a wall between two courtyards. Now the halacha is, if that wall has a pirtzos eser, has a 10 amah breach in the wall, then they aser each other at an erev. That's the halacha. So what happened over here? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Koyso shiratzu v'salamis. You set up a bunch of ladders one after another on both sides of the wall. Picture, you know, a bunch of ladders side by side across the wall, going one after another. So, more than 10 amas wide. So now, if this is considered an opening, so now you have a 10 amma breach in the wall, so it should answer each other. But Shmuel says, no, Kaisus Ratzav Shulama is a fill of Yasmas, there are Taurus Mechitza love. It has a din Mechitza, and it doesn't have a din of a Pesach, and therefore, even more than 10 amas is not a problem, it does not answer each other. Romile Rav Bruna Rav Yehuda, Matzarta Rav Chanina. So Rav Bruna asked Rav Yehuda a question in the oil press of Berav Chanina. Miyom Shmuel Taurus Mechitza Lav Haki said that Shmuel holds that a sulam, even with a ladder going over the wall, still called a Mechitza. But Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, we just learned this, Rav Nachman Shmuel says, Anche Mar Pesas, Anche Chatzah, you have the upstairs guy from the porch and the downstairs people, Sheshachub Le'Irvu, they didn't make an Erev to unify them. And Yeshav Ne'adak Arba, if they made themselves a small little structure of four Tfachim high in a Yisaris, that shows they're Mesalik themselves, they're Mesalik themselves from the downstairs. Then Lav, you don't have his Daka Yisaris. So what's the question? Why is it Aser? You have a ladder over here, and we said when it's a ladder going up, then it's still called a Mechitza. So why am I Asering on you? Where's my doorway to you? I have a Lekula, I can say it's a wall. Like Shmuel just said, even if you have ten ladders, 10 Lamas wide, still the Lach is, that's called Mechitza. So my answer is like we said before. This porch was not 10 Tfachim high, so there was no Mechitza here. Break the Gemara of Loi Gavayim HaPesah Asara, if it's not 10 Tfachim high, he go of a daka, my have, what is the hell making a daka? Lamai, so you don't have a wall. So what is it helping myself? My said, I don't have a wall, I'm open to you. And the Gemara, you have walls, but the walls are open 10 amas or less. It's open. And therefore, they answer each other without a daka. The kingdom of a daka is to look at the daka. Since they made a daka, they were misalik themselves from each other. That's the only way it's mutter. And here it's not a shiloh of the Pesach with the sulam being a mechitza because it's not 10 tfachim high, the mechitza by the Pesach. And it's an open Pesach that's ground level, 10 less than tfachim at least. And therefore, it answers out Pesach. And only head there is if I'm misalik myself. It's completely open, it's parrots. Tarot says, no, you have migufefes, means you have walls until the 10 amps. So, Hanu bnei Kukunoi. There was a city called Kukunoi. Rashi says, this city was an ear shel rabbim that nasa shel yachid. And it needed a shear. We learned in our Mishnah, if you have an ear shel rabbim, when you make an ear for the whole thing, you have to be mishai or something. Tosfos speaks out, top Tosfos, that lav dafka nasa shel yachid, even if it was still shel rabbim, it'll be the same halacha. Just Rashi saying it wasn't a ir shel yachid. That's what Rashi's coming to tell you. It was an ir shel rabbim. They had to have a shear. So they came to Rav Yosef and said, I need someone to make an erev for us the right way. Havlon gavra de la'arvla masan. They came to Rav Yosef and said, point me someone who can make me an erev for our city. Omle abaya zil oravlu. He told Abaya, you go do the erev for us. Do the erev. The chazi lemetzavklem medrasha. Make sure you do it in a way that when you come back, they're not going to scream at you in the bismedrash. Like, why do you do it like that? So, you know, be my eye and clear and do a good job. Also, Chozul Hanubate, he came to the place, to the city, scattered out the city. You know, he has to leave a shear over here. So he sees Lahanubate the Psichel Nahara. He sees there's some houses which are open to the water. This was on the riverbanks, the city of Kukunoi. And the few houses were open to the river. Oma, Hani Lavashir Lamasa, let these be the Shir Lamasa. You know, these are not so important that they should have everyone else, that the doors are open to the water anyway. So let's leave that as a Shir. But then Hadama, he said, no, maybe we can't use it for Shir. Why? Because Hadama, it says, Im Arvanes Kula Tanan. It says our Mishnah, you can't make an Erev on the complete city. Mechlal, the boiler Ruvi Matz Maravi. Sounds like from the Mishnah that you really could put the whole thing into the Erev and you leave it over. But here, these three houses, even if you wanted, you couldn't include it in the Erev. Why not? Because it has no doorway to the rest of the city. The doorways go out to the water. There's no doorway facing the city. So there's no way to ma'arev that. And it said, it can't be part of the Erev anyway. So maybe to make a shear, it has to be something that's possible to make an Erev. So he said, what do we have to do? Well, Ivalo Kavi will make these little windows and behind those houses. And that will make it ready to be Erev. Because Allah is, if you have a 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim window, that's enough to make Erev. Because you can make the air through the windows. So we'll do that, and then we'll make that the shear, because it has to be royu to make an air in order to be a shear. But then he says, no, maybe you don't even have to do that. The whole city of Mechuzah had a middle going across the whole city in a few places. Had these places of Peira de Beituri. He had these places where they stored these pits, these date pits for Michael Behema. And they were very deep, and they were like walls in between different courtyards and alleyways of the city, different sections of the city. What he did was, Rabbi Avua made the Kulam Chuzza, Saisa, he's Ma'arev one neighborhood at a time. If you look at the picture of Rashi, let's say three Mavayas there, each Mavi had its own Erev. Why? I'm saying the period of Beituri, because the period of Beituri would be Mafsik in between them, and therefore, he made three separate erevin. And he said each one is a shear for the other one. Even though you couldn't be ma'arav all three mavois, why not? Because those things in the middle were like big walls, and there's no doors there. You couldn't make an erev. So you see, you don't have to be royu to make an erev in order to be a shear. Because you see, he used this city of Mechuzah with 600,000 people, was the Irsha Rabim. Where was the shear? The shear was each those one of the other Mavi. You can't make an Erev the other Mavi. Tari says you don't have to be able to make an Erev. So he sees, you see, for me, you don't have to make Erev. But then he said, no, Hadama, no, Loy Dami, no, Hasam, it is possible to make an Erev. Why? They used to have some of these Mavoyas had these bridges going over these ditches. These ditches we kept with the animal food. Some of them had like the roofs from one roof to another roof, that is a bridge, and they all had to walk over. So they did have a way to make an Erev. So maybe there was royal Arab. So don't make a riot from there. But these these houses on the riverbank, you can't use at all. You can't make them Erev at all. So hook now and Kavi, let's make the windows. Then he says, no, hold on, Kavi Navi, you don't have to do the windows. Why? Dahu Bay Tivna, there was a certain storehouse we used to keep grain, we used to keep straw, Tevan. Dahavli Lamar Bar Mipumpadisa. Mar Bar from Pumpadisa used to have this house. And they used that as a shear. Vishavi Shear of Pumpadisa. Pumpadisa was a city of 600,000 people. And they used that house as part of the shear. Like Taisa speaks out that it was like you need a shear. We're going to Rashi says, going to Mandiyama holds Gimel Chatzeris or Shnebatim. And you left. The Bayis Tevin was counted as one of the houses, even though a Bayis Shal Tevin, which is a storehouse, cannot be part of Erev. And still, they used it as a Shir L'Pumpadisa. The Ritva says maybe there was a Beis Dira in the Beis Tevin, Bal Kaponim, it wasn't royal to make an Erev, and still they used it for Shir. So you see, you don't have to be royal Erev in order to make a Shir. Omar, so then that's what he did. Hitaka did not make windows, he used those three houses. It's not royal Erev, it could be called a Shir even without royal Erev. Omar, he said to himself now, Hainu da omli mar, chazi lam tzavkul avid rasha. That's what Reza meant. Make sure that I can scream your base medish. Like Taisus explains, because if he would have made these windows for nothing, that would have been a terrible thing. You're making them crack down their houses for no reason. This is a big job. And you don't have to do that. So it's a good thing you didn't make them do like this chumrah of making these windows if you didn't need that. That's what he meant to say. Good thing not going to come screaming your base medish for making people do something for no reason. It says in the Mishnah that when you have an Irsha Rabbi, you make an Erev, you gotta leave a area like the Ir Chadasha. I'm gonna also law chutzla ki Ir Chadasha. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ir Achas Hoitz Yehuda, there was a certain city in Yehuda, the Chadasha Shmai. His name was Chadasha. And it actually was part of a huge city. There was 50 Durim, the Anosh Mashim Taf. 50 people lived there, men, ladies, and children. Uba Hoyu Misharim Chachamim. And that the Chachamim used for the Shir, city, size city has to be a Shir for the big city. But here is a Shir, that was a Shir. And the Gemara is saying this Ir Chadasha was used as a Shir for the bigger part, the bigger city. This is part of a big city. This city was considered the Shir, the thing you left over. And you learn from here, every city that you leave over has to have 50 Durim. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What about being ma'ar of the whole city of Chadasha? If we were 50 people there, you let him ma'ar of that kula? So the Marshal said, why not? Chadasha, you have a shir l'gdoilo, just like it itself is a shir for the bigger city. G'doilo namim a shir l'ktano. Let the big city be a shir for the small city. Of course you can make an erev in the whole Chadasha. Elu Gemara class like this, ke'ein Chadasha ma'ahu. And the way Rashi learns, the shayla is very interesting shayla. You have a self-standing city of 50 dirim, but this city once was 600,000 people. So it was the Irish of Rav Nasser Yochid. And the Gemara's question was, how far do you take it? Even if it went down to 50 people, they still have it. Didn't Irish of Rav him or not? It still has to have a nice amount of people. If it has 50 people, is that called Irish of Rav him still? Because it once was the Irish of Rav him? That was the shayla. And Rav Huda, Chadam, Abayi Shir, once says it needs Shir, Vacharam, Abayi Shir, Omanim said, does not need a Shir. You don't have to Meshai anything. You do not have to be Meshai or anything. We have such a small city. The last part of the Mishnah was, Rav Shimon argued, he held Gimel Chatzeris and Shnei Batim, each Chatzer. Altogether, six houses is enough. That's what Rav Shimon held. Om Rav Chama Gurya, Om Rav Halach, Rav Shimon, Pasuk Rav Shimon. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Rav Yitzchak says, a new Shita. He said, Amayra, Kubi was coming from Matana, Taisus talks about it, but we'll see in a second, the Gemara will ask the question. But Rav Yitzchak said, I feel a bias echaz v'chatzah achas. Even one house or one courtyard is enough. Rav Yitzchak, chatzah achas akadaitach. Do you think one chatzah is enough? At a dira? That's not called a shir. Ela, ema bayisach v'chatzah achas. One house in one courtyard is enough. Omle abay Rav Yosef, how did Rav Yitzchak, Gemara or Svara? This Rav Yitzchak, he learned it from a Tana, or it's his own Svara? So Amalei, so he says back to him, Rav Yosef says back to him, my nafkalamina, what do you care? And the way Taisus explains is, what do you care? We don't pass like him anyway. We say we pass like Rav Shimon. What do you care if it's a Gemara or Svara? We don't pass like him. Amalei answered, Gemara, Zemar said, hey, I want to learn the Gemara. Do you think it's just a niggin? Is the Gemara just a niggin? Is Rav Yitzchak just a niggin? Not just a niggin? I want to know what the pshat is. That's why I'm asking. Not because Halacha L'maisa. He wants to know what's the attack of the pshat. That's not just a song. It's a Gemara. That's what he wants to know pshat.